Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. As last hour, Dr. Carla Broussard, our guest. All the lines are full at the moment, but I'll give out the number because it's Ask Me Anything. You want to ask Carlo anything about the Catholic faith, 888-318-7884 is the number. We're going to give out the other number several times during the drive. So I want to make sure that if you have a question, you jot this one down, 888-318-7884. That's the number to call to get you right in here to the studio. We'll get you your call screened and we'll get you on the air with Carlo. 888-318-7884. I want to report in, and I just am elated because I mean Darren can tell me, but I don't remember the last time after the first hour of a pledge drive I had so much pep in my step because people just came through that hour. That was a really good hour. We met the match. 100% used up that 20,000 and went over the match. So what a fantastic hour. This hour, we've got another $20,000 match. And we've still got plenty of money in the second match, which is someone who will match you a second time if your gift is $500 or more. So a great opportunity here now as we go into the second hour where we start fresh with $20,000 more dollars. We start with 13 of our 14 lines open. So 888-291-8000 is the number to call. The way it has worked for the past 30 years or so, I think it's about 30 years we've been doing this show. I haven't, 10 years for me, but 30 for the show. And the way it works is we ask you to help us be funded for the next 3 months. And as you can see, thus far, it has worked because you are nice to us. And we just need you to be nice to us again so we can do this for another 3 months. 888-291-8000. Dr. Carla Broussard is our guest. It really kind of makes it fun when people are willing to pick up the phone and call, huh, Carla?
Amen. It's not like pulling teeth, man. No. We're enjoying it. It's a sweet, sweet, juicy fruit. So we want to thank our listeners and our viewers and those of you who have called in. We are super grateful for your support because not only do we love doing what we do at Catholic Answers, and I know for myself, I cannot imagine myself doing anything other than working for Catholic Answers. So I'm grateful for a little selfish reasoning and being able to work for Catholic Answers, but primarily because of the good that we accomplish in sharing the gospel message. You know, I was sharing some testimonies in the last hour, Cy. I'm remembering a young gentleman, a young adult who came up to me recently at a talk that I gave at Oklahoma State University, OSU in Stillwater, Oklahoma, at the Catholic Newman Center there. Shout out to everybody there. I was speaking on how to talk about morality in a moral shame culture. And one of the young gentlemen came up to me after the talk and expressed to me how he was a recent convert by 2 years. He had converted to Catholicism, and here it is, as we hear it all the time, in large part due to the work of Catholic Answers.
Praise God.
He had come across Catholic Answers Live and Catholic.com, started reading and availing himself to our resources, and that led him to the truth of Catholicism. And so he converted, and now he's fired up Catholic. He was attending the talk there at the Newman Center. And so it's those sorts of fruits that we are able to bear by God's grace in our work at Catholic Answers. But here's the deal, Cy. For our listeners out there, we cannot do this without your help. We can talk into this microphone all we want. We can write articles all we want. But if we don't have the platform, the airwaves for the voice to be heard, the internet and the website for the articles to be read on, then young adults like the two I've already talked about so far in the broadcast would not have come across the truth of Catholicism. So whatever you call in right now and give at 888-291-8000, folks, you are contributing to conversions. You are helping bring about conversions. And I think that's an important point, Si, because so many people say, well, I can't do what you guys do, right? Jimmy Akin and Trent Arn and Joe. And so how can I help? Well, here's how you can help. You can help provide for us to have this platform at Catholic Answers to continue to doing the work that we do. 888-291-8000. You have to call now and continue the generous support and keep this momentum going so that we can continue doing what we're doing for the next 3 months.
A perfect time to call, too, because we've got the lines open and we've got all the match money available to you. 888-291-8000. I'm going to go back to the other phone line and take some calls because that's really what we do. And we want to make sure that we continue to do that. Four times a year, we come to you for 6 hours. Each hour, we try to spend just part of the hour asking you for your financial support. And that's what we're doing right now. But we try to make sure we... take lots of calls as well, because that's what makes the difference. When I hear Dr. Carla Broussard talk about going to one of these major universities and giving talks, and I honestly, one thing I do think we need to be aware of is us older folks, we've got more money than the young. But one of the things we can do is put our money to good use so that they will hear what the message that we got. You know, somebody made it available to us. We've got to make it available to the young. So now's the time to call and make your pledge, 888-291-8000. All right, to the phones we go. Diego in Orlando, Florida, watching on YouTube. Hi, Diego. You got a question for Carlo?
Hi. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, very well.
Perfect. I have a question regarding the theological virtues of faith, hope, and love, especially okay. The four baptism. So when God gives, so I want to know if when God gives to somebody who is not converted yet the prevenient grace, and are they when they respond to it, that's a example of like an imperfect faith, right? Like it's not yet fully formed.
The short answer is yes, Diego. That was very insightful of you, my friend. Very theologically astute for you to identify that. St. Yeah. Thomas Aquinas talks about this explicitly, if my memory serves me correctly, in question 68 of the third part of the Summa Theologiae, article 8. And he articulates this kind of, as you put it, imperfect faith or faith not formed by charity yet. It is a legit faith. And in fact, a gift from God and a grace itself, whereby the intellect assents to supernatural revelation, moved by the will. So we will that assent based upon the revelation through Jesus Christ. And then there is a grace given to us prior to baptism to desire salvation given in the waters of baptism. And so this is what we would call, say, an imperfect or non-informed faith or an imperfect or non-informed hope or a desire for some good that has not yet been attained. Now, the evidence for this, Diego, this sort of imperfect faith, I find quite convincing in Acts chapter 10, in the case of Cornelius. Before the Holy Spirit comes upon Cornelius and his friends later in Acts chapter 10 and saves them, right, and gives them the grace of salvation, assuming that they were saved when the Holy Spirit comes upon them before receiving the waters of baptism, Cornelius's prayer at the beginning of the chapter is said to have ascended to God as a memorial, and it was accepted by God. Now, that can only be if Cornelius was exercising a legitimate form of faith. It would not have been informed faith or justifying faith yet because he had not received the Holy Spirit and the grace of salvation with which comes the virtue of charity. But nevertheless, it was faith, pleasing unto God, and thereby a gift that he had. And so that maps on with what you're describing here, Diego, with regard to this imperfect faith prior to the waters of baptism that God gives as a gift to move the individual to the waters of baptism. in which ordinarily the person receives the theological virtues of faith, hope, and charity, by which they are rightly ordered to God as their supernatural end, and thus are justified. So, Diego, when we speak of being justified by faith, when Paul speaks of being justified by faith in his letters in the New Testament, he is speaking, and we are speaking, of that informed faith that we receive ordinarily in the sacrament of baptism. The faith prior to baptism that leads to baptism is not yet the justifying faith, although in some circumstances, in extraordinary circumstances, God could very well communicate the justifying faith even without the waters of baptism, seemingly to be a case in point with Cornelius and his friends in Acts chapter 10. What do you think of that, my friend? Is that clear? Is that helpful?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is clear. It is clear. It is clear. And as you said, like he could, even since God is not binding to the, God has not bound himself to the sacrament, he could even give some form of charity. He could give some form of charity to a person who hasn't yet baptized.
Absolutely.
Their faith and hope be formed, and all their virtues, in fact, because charity is the form of the virtues that makes them pleasing to God, of course.
Diego, you're actually preaching, you're preaching paragraph 1257 from the Catechism of the Catholic Church, so good job with that.
Diego, if you would like a copy of Baptism Now Saves You, I will try to get somebody to pick up the phone and give it to you. We are a little short staffed today, but because it was such a baptism question, I would love to give you Dr. Carla Broussard's new book, Baptism Now Saves You.
And I actually talk about this particular kind of gift of faith prior to baptism in the book. So thank you for that.
All right, Diego, don't go anywhere. Just hang on, and we'll see if we can get somebody to pick up that line and give you that book. All right, the number here, if you'd like to help us out with our pledge drive, and we do need your help, is 888-291-8000. Let me reset for you a little bit of where we are, and then we'll go right back to the phones and let Carlo answer more questions. We have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. That means you give a dollar, it's going to be matched. You give $100, it's going to be matched. You give $1,000, matched, all the way up to $20,000. Last hour, we were able to use up the entire $20,000. If we can do it this hour, we are well on our way to a good, successful pledge drive. That will end on Thursday. So what I've got right now is 12 of my colleagues here in the building on the phones, ready to take your phones, and I have zero active calls going. So perfect time to call, 888-291-8000. If you can come in at the $20 a month level, you will become a member of our Catholic Answers Defenders. That's our basic monthly giving society that really makes everything else we do here possible. Can you do $20 a month? We've got gifts we want to send you. Just ask about that. Also, you become kind of part of a community where we do special programs for folks who are in the Defenders. We have special emails that go out with materials for them. Do you want to join the Defenders right now? Just pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. Give that $20 a month, and the whole year is matched. So that's $240 matched immediately. Maybe you could give a $50 one-time gift. If so, that'll also be matched, and we'll send you Salvation is from the Catholic Church, How Christ Uses the Church to Bring Us to Him, the new book by Trent Horn about the Catholic Church, 888-291-8000. Your one-time gift of $50 will make it possible for us to send you this book, and it will get a $50 match, so it's $100 to us. Can you do a $500 gift? Several people have last hour. It meant so much to us to have everybody at every different level coming in. And if you can do a $500 gift, we're going to send you Salvation is from the Church. We're going to send you Dr. Carlo Broussard's book that I just mentioned, Baptism Now Saves You, How Water and Spirit Give Eternal Life. You get both of the books. But here's the deal. $500 or more in a one-time gift right now, it's basically doubled twice, or it's matched twice. I don't know why I said basically. It is matched twice.
Man, that's broaching Jesus stuff there, multiplying of the loaves.
That's right. We're multiplying your loaves and your fishes here. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. It doesn't cost a great deal to do what we do. It costs us a couple hundred thousand, maybe a bit more, maybe $225,000 every quarter. to continue to bring you this radio program and to do the many other things that we do here in the studios department here at Catholic Answers. And we reach thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people. It's a force multiplier for a really low amount of money, but we do need the money. So could you pick up the phone and make your pledge right now? 888-291-8000. Could you come in at that $20 a month level? Could you make a one-time gift of $50 or $500? Last hour, we had several people who gave in excess of $1,000. When folks do that, it becomes much easier for all of us working together to reach that match for the hour. Nine lines open, four lines full at the moment, 888-291-8000. Maybe you're not a phone person. Maybe you like to do it yourself. Just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Same matches, same gifts, and same support for us, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or maybe you're like, I don't like to call. I don't like to go on my computer. All I want to do is text. Okay, if you want to text, just text the word Catholic to 24365. Catholic to 24365. It all goes to the same place. Seven lines open. Can we fill those all up? I'll tell you what, if we do, six lines open. I think we can fill those all up.
Wow, blessed be God. Thank you, guys.
Amen. 888-291-8000. I'll tell you what, I think people are going to fill up those lines, Carlos, so I'm going to let you answer another question.
I'm confident, yeah. I believe in our listeners and our viewers out there. They're so generous. Yeah, they've been so generous throughout the years. They're currently generous. We're confident they're going to continue being generous. So give us a call, 888-291-8000.
And we'll go to Columbus, Ohio, where Ray is listening on the wonderful St. Gabriel Radio. We love the folks there in Columbus. And Ray, we're happy you're here. Go ahead with your question.
Thanks for taking my call, guys. I'm a Protestant. I've been studying. I've been talking to a lot of different people. And something is, I don't know if I can make it a simple question, but I know that, we say the Catholic claim is when you're baptized, you receive the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. When you are consuming the Eucharist, you're consuming Jesus. When you're adoring the Eucharist, you're in the presence of Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus also said that where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I'm in their midst.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's the... I guess my question is, what do I get from adoring the Eucharist that I can't get in the presence of two or three fellow believers? And two of the three members of the Godhead we have special connection to. Is there something similar for the Father? I guess like, it's just why? It's like in one way, transubstantiation is really appealing to me. Like. Consuming the literal body and blood, but I guess I have friends that say no, that's the one thing they shouldn't have taken literally, and but so anyway,
all right,
okay,
you comment on it. That's all.
All
I
right,
have
for.
Thank you, Ray.
Okay, Ray. Well, thank you so much, my friend, for giving us a call and sharing your struggles with us, right, and thinking through these issues. So if I remember correctly, my mind latched onto a couple of different things there. So number one, what's the difference between being in the presence of Jesus in the Eucharist and adoring him there and being in the presence of Jesus when two or three are gathered in his name? Well, I think the difference would be akin to being in the presence of your spouse, sitting with her, on couch at night, having a deep, intimate conversation face to face, as opposed to being on a business trip at a hotel when you call her before you're about to go to bed and say, good night, honey, I love you, bye. The difference is the in-person presence, the substantial presence of the other individual. That's the difference, Ray. So in the Eucharist, Jesus is bodily there, behind the veil of the senses. That is true. But nevertheless, bodily there. So just as the apostles sat at the feet of Jesus, bodily before them, it is that same Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity, present before us at whose feet we sit when we adore him in the Eucharist. And then, of course, it gets even more intimate in receiving the Eucharist and Holy Communion, because in accordance with his command to feed upon his flesh and blood as real food and real drink, as he says in John 6, it nourishes the supernatural life within the soul, the spiritual life that connects us to God, our Father. It strengthens that life, nourishes it, increases it, so that we can have deeper intimacy in our friendship with the Lord. And so that's the benefit of receiving the Eucharist, as opposed to just being in Jesus' spiritual presence where two or three are gathered in his name. And there's the key. When two or three are gathered in the name of Jesus, Jesus is truly present, but in a spiritual way, not in the bodily way as he is in his real body and blood in the Holy Eucharist. And whenever we are in his presence in the Eucharist, Ray, we are receiving an outpouring of graces emanating from the Eucharist that goes beyond the veil of the senses that we cannot see. Like sitting in the rays of the sun and you get baked by the sun. When adoring our Lord in the Eucharist, you're sitting in the rays of grace, Ray. There was a nice little pun. You're sitting in the rays of grace to be, quote unquote, baked by those graces, to be transformed and be more conformed to Christ before whom you sit. And there is a difference between that and being in Jesus' presence where two or three are gathered in his name. For a great read on this topic, I would recommend, Ray, that you check out Pope St. Paul the VI encyclical Mysterium Fidei, The Mystery of Faith. It's an encyclical that the Pope wrote on this sacrament of the Eucharist. And what he does in there, Ray, is he articulates these different ways in which Jesus is present with his people. He's present in his word, the sacred scriptures. He's present in the preaching of the gospel through the minister and the homily at Mass. He's present where two or three are gathered in his name. But the most sublime, highest form of presence that we have of Jesus in this life is in the Eucharist. And that means something that matters. Now, finally, you talked about something similar for the Father. Well, the Father did not take upon a human nature, nor did the Holy Spirit. Only the Son did. So we don't have that sort of incarnational presence for the Father and the Holy Spirit like we do with our Lord. But we know that wherever Jesus is, there too is the Holy Spirit and the Father. So, Ray, I hope that's helpful for you, my friend. And please know that we're going to be praying for you, brother, as you're continuing this journey to inquire about Catholicism.
Ray, you're always welcome to call, too. Call back and talk with Carlo more. We'd love to continue to have those conversations with you. That's one of the great joys of getting to do this program is people who will call repeatedly. Carlo, we've known people who those calls have... in some cases, maybe not moved them into the Catholic Church, but we've had wonderful conversations. In other cases, sometimes it has meant the person moved all the way from wherever they started into the Catholic Church. That's been one of the great privileges of getting to do this job over the years.
Yes. And you know, this brings to mind a conversation I just had, I think yesterday, where somebody had brought up to me that they remembered me having a conversation with a young gal, young college age girl who had called in, expressing her concern that the church was being hateful and judgmental in our teachings about human sexuality, and how I was able to engage her in a very respectful way, in a thoughtful way, that at least got her to begin thinking and see that perhaps the church was not as ugly and tyrannical and mean as she thought. And that, Si, is the beginning of the journey.
Amen.
It's that sort of starting point that we want to accomplish and help people begin on in conversations like this. From that sort of conversation all the way to somebody being converted to Catholicism, as testified in the testimonials I've shared already, that's what we do, Si. And for our listeners and our viewers out there, you can be a part of that great work. By calling 888-291-8000 and making your pledge right now, you can be a part of the work to participate in this great mission of bringing about conformity of hearts and minds to the heart and mind of Jesus as taught and expressed in the Catholic Church. That's 888-291-8000. Please help us continue to save souls.
I'll tell you what, Carlo, you're not going to like this part, but I do have to say it. We're coming up on the halfway mark here, and out of our $20,000 match, just about 17,500 left to use up. So we got a long way to go. Yeah, and I understand completely. We were celebrating the fact that we had a wonderful first hour, but we do have to have six great hours in a row in order to be fully funded by the end of this pledge drive. So perfect time to pick up the phone and call. One person on the line right now chatting with one of our colleagues. 11 colleagues waiting. 888-291-8000. Just to remind you, especially if you're just joining us, there's a $20,000 match this hour. We've used up only about 2,500 of that. So if you call and give 100, it's going to be matched 100%. Give 1,000, give 5,000. It's going to be matched. 888-291-8000. You should also know that any gift $500 or more is matched a second time by another donor or group of donors. You can take advantage of that second match with a gift of $500 or more right now. 888-291-8000. 11 lines open. We need some folks to pick those up. Look, if you're thinking to yourself, well, I can do $10 or $15. They're talking about thousands of dollars. I can tell you this is the recipe for success from last hour. Every single level people gave at. And that was what got us almost $700 over our match level last hour. So we need all. We've got only a half hour to raise about $17,000 in order to meet our match for this hour. 888-291-8000. You can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. That will also take you to the exact same place. All the matches will be the same, or you can text the word Catholic to 24365. Let me tell you right now, we're going to take a 2-minute break. 2 minutes is how long it'll take you to be completely done if you pick up and dial now, including them picking up the phone and everybody saying goodbye. 888-291-8000. Help us out now. 888-291-8000.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. Give now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. God bless you.
Welcome back, Catholic Answers Live. There are a few folks on the line, three on the line, 11 lines open right now. We're still 17,500 away from making our match this hour, so we're going to need some of those larger donors to mix in with small and medium donations. Most of us are we're going to spend our lives in the small and medium category. So a lot of us are just trying to get to medium. We've got some folks who can do those larger gifts. And if you could come in and help us right now, this would be a perfect time. A lot of match money to use up. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Dr. Carlo Broussard is our guest. Carlo, how do you feel when we got to turn to those who have the resources and ask them for their help?
Absolutely. And, you know, we have St. Paul in our corner here. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 17 through 19, Paul says, "The rich are to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life." So we got St. Paul in our corner, inspired by the Holy Spirit, giving instruction for those who are more well off than others to share those resources with those who are contributing to the good of spreading the gospel message, which is what we do at Catholic Answers. So my friends out there who have the means to help us reach our goal, as Cy said, we have $17,000 or so left to go in this particular hour. We need your help. We need you to participate in this great mission, to be a partner with us, to be a part of the family, so that we can continue doing the great work that we do here at Catholic Answers. We want to bear fruits. We want to bring people to Jesus. We want people to experience the fullness of the goodness, beauty, and truth within Catholicism. So would you please help us achieve that goal by calling 888-291-8000 right now or going online at, what is it, Cy? CatholicAnswersRadio.com?
CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or they can text Catholic to 24365. I'll let you know, Catherine over in South Dakota gave more than $500 a little while ago.
And that is awesome.
That's the largest gift this hour. So are there some more folks who can match what Catherine did at the $500 level and help us get a bit closer to using up this match? We are going to go straight back to the phones. Don't worry. We're going to let Carlo do what he does, which is answer questions. But let me give out that number again, 888-291-8000. 10 of our colleagues just sitting by the phone ready to take your call. You want to take a long time with them? You want to tell them your story? You want to share why you're giving? Take the time you need. You want to be
put
done
them to work, man.
Yeah, put them. But if you want to be done in about 45 seconds, you just tell them, "I am in a hurry." They will get you done quick. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. I'll tell you what, I'm going to let you take a call because we've been chatting for a little bit. And then we've got a guest with us when we come back. We'll spend some time with our guest and I'll report in how we're doing. 10 lines open. 888-291-8000. Let's go down to Texas where Jess is listening on Armor of God Radio. Jess, awful glad you're here. Go ahead with your question.
Yes. Dr. Bouchard, I have a why question. Being that St. Joseph, being our protector of our church and being so huge with our, I mean, he is the Holy Family Father. And I know you've been asked this question many times, but I'd like to hear your perspective on, with all your studies and research. Why is it that he's not mentioned much in the Bible or thereafter? I know that states that he died before Jesus began his ministry, but I would just like to hear what you have to say about that. Thank you.
Yeah, Jess, it's a great question, my friend. I wish my study and my research and formation would provide for me an answer to that question, but unfortunately, there's just not enough information about good Saint Joseph that we could learn about in the formation and research. However, that doesn't mean there's nothing to say here about Saint Joseph. Ultimately, Jess, we have to bow in humility in this dark to this darkness of mystery and God's providence as to why he did not reveal to us much about Saint Joseph. He gives us that glimpse of Saint Joseph at the beginning of Christ's earthly life, at that moment of the finding of the child Jesus in the temple, and then all of those years of hiddenness. And you know, Jess, one thing that I meditate on, and I'll share with you sort of my heart here and how I relate to this, I think it's that hiddenness. At least this is one thing that our Lord wants to teach us about St. Joseph. He was not seeking to be an influencer of the world. He was not seeking the main stage and the platform. He did his duty day after day of being a father and being a husband, father to Jesus and a husband to Mary, in the darkness, in the hiddenness, without any fame or glory on the world global stage. And yet he is second. He is one of the greatest saints in our church, Jess, second to the Blessed Mother. And that, I think, is the lesson for all of us who are not on the platform of YouTube and on the internet and Catholic influencers and on the global stage. And we just got to work 8 to 5 and live our mundane, quote unquote, mundane Catholic lives. Therein lies holiness. Therein lies sainthood, and therein lies imitation of Saint Joseph. There is power, man, in living that life of hiddenness, and it reveals to us that we who are in the darkness and behind the scenes and living in hiddenness, our lives matter. We have a role to play in salvation history, just like Saint Joseph, even though we're not on the global stage. So at least for me, Jess, that's something that I often meditate on, the importance of that hiddenness of St. Joseph. And for those who are in that hidden life and who maybe might be struggling with that, like, why am I not on the global stage and I don't have YouTube and I'm not on the internet? Ask St. Joseph to walk with you in that hiddenness and intercede for you, that you can come to see by God's grace what role you play in salvation history. And to own that, and to experience the grandeur mission that each and every one of us has, even in the hiddenness. So that's my heart. Those are my thoughts. Hopefully that's helpful.
Jess, thank you so much for the call and for the question. I hope we will get to talk again. We got to do a little bit of fundraising. We've got 12 lines open. Folks did respond when we asked you to. We're down below $15,000 to go. So we're making progress. Thank you very much for those who called. I'll try to get some names so I can thank folks on the air. The number is 888-291-8000. Emily Torres, the most famous, probably the most famous member of the... I know. It's,
speaking of global stage.
I know, right. The most famous member of the Catholic Answers family. Hey, Emily.
Hey, Si, how are you?
I'm very well. Joining us from the Carolinas. Is that where you are? I don't want to give your exact location.
Yeah, that's
right
correct.
There, but from the Carolinas, I'll say. You know, you one of the things that you get to do is you get to hear or read both the testimonies that people send us of what Catholic Answers Live has meant to them.
Yep, that's correct. And I get the blessing of hearing from all of you guys that are kind of on the ground level, that most of us, you know, we just kind of take for granted all of the wonderful things that our apostolate is doing. And I get to hear the little ins and outs of that. So it's awesome.
The number, by the way, 888-291-8000. So Emily, what do you hear? I mean, what makes a difference? What do people say they get from this radio program and from the Ministry of Catholic Answers?
Yeah, I was about to say, man, come on, follow up.
Well, so I got this amazing testimony that was posted on social media on, I believe, X, about how we helped their conversion journey. And it was so wonderful. I wanted to share it. It's a little slightly of a longer story, so bear with me, but I kind of summarized it. So he wrote, "Catholic Answers became a lifeline for me when my father converted to Catholicism and our family faced intense anti-Catholic backlash. My grandmother left Chick tracks everywhere and in every gift. Oh. As a 9-year-old, I had little understanding but clung to my father's witness and found strength through Catholic Answers resources. Over time, Catholic Answers helped me form into a mature Catholic who could defend the faith with scripture, tradition, and church teaching. Now at 56 years old, I'm still fighting the good faith with charity, grateful wow. that Catholic Answers helped shape an entire generation of Catholics who were surrounded by anti-Catholicism."
Wow. Wow. I don't know if everybody knows what a Chick track is, but I mean, those are very anti-Catholic Christian, I suppose would be the way to say it, but very anti-Catholic from Jack Chick, who has passed on, and God grant him eternal rest, but he didn't like us when he was here. So that's pretty hard on a kid. You know, you look at those Jack Chick tracks and the Catholics are going to hell and your dad becomes Catholic.
Yeah, I know. I can't imagine. So I'm so blessed that, you know, our apostle has been around for decades and we were able to journey with this young boy into, you know, being a grown man and seeing the, you know, ripple effects that now our organization is having on his life and his family. Absolutely. So it's beautiful.
Well, and you know what, Si and Emily, we cannot continue to be around for generations to come without the folks calling right now at 888-291-8000. Si, did you like that pitch? That was pretty smooth there, right?
It was so smooth, I almost slipped. I was so smooth. I tell you what, we're good news. We're down to 12,000 left to go this hour. So that means we're going to be able to go back to the phones and let Carlo answer some more questions and all that good stuff. But there are 10 lines open right now. Can you help us use up the $12,000 in match money that we have left this hour? 888-291-8000. I mentioned a woman in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Catherine, who gave us $500, and I said, could some folks match it? And several people did. So I want to say,
awesome.
Larry in Alabama came through with 1,000. Linda in Idaho came through with 900. Jackie, also in South Dakota, came through. I don't know if they know each other, maybe. I think everybody in South Dakota knows each other. 500, more than 500 for Jackie. Tim in Idaho, 500. So that's why we're moving now.
That's a little healthy competition there. Good for them.
Yeah. It's Idaho against South Dakota right now. Coming down the stretch. 888-291-8000. We can keep going and get this to a more manageable level. 888-291-8000. Emily, I'm so glad that you're here with us. We all know, we've said this many times, but I'll keep saying it, a magnificent addition to the staff here at Catholic Answers.
Amen.
But also, I am delighted to know you because you are a sign of the health of the church, and you're not alone. There are young people who are taking up the defense of the church, the evangelization work of the church, the apologetics work of the church. So tell us a little bit about what you're seeing out there. Why? I mean, I do think it's not all bad. We've just got to keep going. We got to put the pedal to the metal here.
And thank you, Cy, for that. Yeah, it's wonderful. I mean, I have a lot of hope for my generation. I think some of the bigger things is depending on the area that you're in is really what I hear from people. I hear from some individuals that their OCIA experience is absolutely phenomenal, and they feel like all of what they're learning is super in-depth and super helpful in their journey. And then, unfortunately, I hear from others that it's not super in-depth. They're confused, and maybe the instructor is actually teaching them something contrary to what the church officially teaches, which is absolutely like horrific and sad. And so they are looking for an organization that, first of all, they can trust, they know is reliable, and they know is faithful to the church's teachings. And that's where they're coming to us, because they know that we have that to offer them. And our, you know, our articles, our videos, our podcasts, our, you know, radio show, they're faithful to the church's teachings. They're reliable. It's been around forever. And they know that what we're putting out there, when it's a question about something that might be controversial, that we're going to have a good answer that's, you know, not going to fight fire with fire, but it's just going to be honest, straightforward, and faithful to the church. So that's what we're offering them. And I'm super proud to be part of an organization like this, because I know when I was converting, I was definitely reading your guys' articles. So yeah.
Not mine. You're reading Carlo's.
Yeah.
None of my articles ever brought anybody in the church.
Awesome. Like, just Emily is a fruit of our work. So that's why they need a call. Give that phone number, Si.
888-291-8000. Five folks on the line right now. Eight lines open. Everyone that you talk to will be someone here that's a colleague of ours, a coworker. Maybe they work in the accounting department. Maybe they work in the marketing department. Maybe they work in the publishing, whatever. Every department is waiting for your calls right now. Please help us. 888-291-8000. We have
I don't know if I can say this, but I saw when I was looking at our classy donation page that Trent Horn was answering some calls. So
no, you cannot say that. Now he just hung up because you said that. But Trent's our colleague. He's there to help us, and God bless him for it. That's very nice.
Yeah.
At least it was Trent Horn's phone. You don't know if it was Trent Horn. He could have one of those boys answering the phone for him. Again, nine lines open, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. If I let Carlo answer a question, will you still hang around, Emily? We could talk to you some more?
Of course, yes.
All right, let's go to Kevin in Seattle, Washington, listening on the Catholic Answers app. Hey, the app is also paid for by our donors. Thank you for doing that. Kevin, welcome. Go ahead with your question. No, Kevin? Line five? Hi, Kevin.
Can you hear me?
Hey. Yeah, we can hear you now. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say thank you, guys. I've benefited a lot from Catholic and OCIA as this Easter. So I've been inspired. I don't have 12 grand laying around, but
The fact that you even considered writing, like if you had the 12 grand, you'd take care of the whole number. Thanks. I appreciate
Thank
it, Kevin.
Kevin.
Excuse me. You got a question for Carlo?
Yeah, my question is about baptism. So why is the view that baptism is just symbolic? Why is that not true? And so then what actually happens in baptism? Like how is someone different beforehand than they are afterwards?
Yeah. Okay. So I'll take the second part of the question first, and then we'll look at the evidence for it. So I'm glad that you express or ask the question why baptism is not just symbolic, because we do believe baptism has a symbolic value to it. The very ritual washing itself is a visible sign that we believe is communicating whatever it's signifying, whatever it's signing, namely an interior spiritual cleansing of the soul. So that gets to the second part of the question, what's going on in baptism? We actually believe that in the sacrament of baptism, the individual transitions from not having God's life in the soul, we call that sanctifying grace, also known as the death of the soul, spiritual death, to having God's life in the soul or sanctifying grace, being spiritually alive with God's life in the soul, in virtue of which we are in union with God the Father. We're at peace with Him, not subject to condemnation. For adults who are baptized, they're going from being in a state of mortal sin, say, to being interiorly cleansed in the soul. For infants who are baptized, they're just simply going from not having God's life in the soul to the soul having God's life in it, and thereby being spiritually alive. We call this, Kevin, regeneration. We call it a new birth, a spiritual birthing into God's supernatural life. And that's revealed to us, Kevin, from our Lord himself in John chapter 3, verses 3 through 5, where he teaches us we must be born again of water and spirit to enter the kingdom of heaven. So notice Jesus teaches there is a second birth that we must undergo to receive something that we did not receive with our first birth. What didn't we receive with our first birth? We didn't receive some form of life. We got physical life, but not the spiritual or supernatural life. That's why we must be birthed again by the Holy Spirit through water. And that water and spirit together constitute this new birth, which we know and we would argue for, as I do in my book, Kevin, Baptism Now Saves You, refers to the sacrament of baptism. So Jesus reveals that we are birthed anew, are regenerated in the sacrament of baptism. Now, St. Peter gives us his theology on this, and he tells us straight up in 1 Peter 3:21, baptism saves you. And he goes on to explain what he means by salvation, not some sort of temporal physical salvation, but rather an interior spiritual salvation. And he juxtaposes the washing of the body externally, how in baptism it's not a washing of the body from dirt, but rather an appeal to God for a clear conscience. Notice the juxtaposition between the external washing and what baptism's doing to us on the inside. It's an interior washing or cleansing. And so those are two passages. There's more, Kevin, that we could go into, but those are at least two passages to justify what we believe about baptism being this spiritual rebirthing, entering into the spiritual life in union with God. So hopefully that's helpful, my friend.
Do we have somebody right there at the phone? Can I send a book? All right, hang on. I just want to send him line 5. Send him Baptism Now Saves You, because we had a baptism question there, and it seems obvious. Send him the book. Thank you very
much. That's why I wrote the book.
John Versillo sitting in on the phones for us, because sickness keeps taking people away from us. The number here is 888-291-8000. The phone lines have been filling up, but there's been a generous response is what I want to say. And I want to say thank you very much for that.
Amen.
And we're getting closer. Let me just check real quick. Darren will tell me how close we are. I got to find the number here. I think we're
about 11,000 out, right?
I think we're under that.
Okay.
Darren's about to tell me. Under 10,000 to go for the hour, in any case, under 10,000.
Oh, we can definitely achieve that, Si. We got some generous supporters out there.
We can. Emily Torres is our guest. I think we came to know Emily because she just started doing this apologetic stuff herself. When I say she's the most famous member, because they had her on Fox News the other day. They had her up to talk about what's happening with young people. And she's on there, man. She's preaching the gospel. She's like, yeah, come to Jesus. Like, it was great, Emily. You did a great job.
I watched it, man.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, I mean, I just wanted to say while you were answering that man's question, Carlo, if you guys listening want a copy of Carlo's book, Baptism Now Saves You, all you have to do is donate $50 to us, text 24365, text the word Catholic to 24365, and you can get a copy of Carlo's book, and also your donation will be matched. So really what we're getting is $100 from your $50 donation, plus you get a really great book out of it. So text that number, call, I don't know the number size, You want to give the number now?
888-291-8000. Seriously,
I gotta say, man, that's a manifestation of a generation gap. Every single time I made a pitch, I could always remember the number. When she makes the pitch, she remembers the text.
She's like, it's not a phone number. What does that mean? She's never called anyone in her life. Like, she doesn't even know what that part of the phone is for. Just text Catholic to 24365. That's what we do. Text Catholic to 24365. Our guest, Dr. Carlo Broussard, apologist here at Catholic Answers, the author of the book we gave away several times this hour, Baptism Now Saves You, as well as many other books. And if you are able, this would be a great time to make your pledge, because we only come to you 6 hours every 3 months. We're coming to the end of our second hour right now, and there's a real genuine possibility that we can have 2 hours in a row of meeting our match. We are less than $10,000 away right now. Darren's got, there was a very big gift that was given. So sometimes that's a typo when there's a huge, so now our numbers are a little off. We got to just clarify, was that a typo or not? Okay, so we're at $9,132 to raise in the next few minutes, 888-291-8000. What I mean with that $9,132 is that that's what's available in the match. So any amount given up to $9,132 in the next 9 minutes will be matched dollar for dollar, 888-291-8000. You got any more testimonies for us there, Emily? Hang on, 888-291-8000. All right, go ahead.
Yes. All right. So Abby posted about us. She said, I first listened to Catholic Answers on Sirius XM 5 years ago, Tim Staples. I was completely captivated. Little did I know it would be the beginning of my reversion. Fast forward 5 years, my husband converts. Thank you for your ministry. It's invaluable.
I got to say, I don't know how I would like to go to heaven just so I know how many people are going to name Tim Staples in their conversion. That guy.
That'll be me.
As if he
partly,
is.
Me too.
He is a powerhouse of conversions. We're so blessed to have him here.
Yeah,
and you know, captivation is a key word there. That's been my own experience. Even in still listening to our own apologists on staff, when I listen in, I'm captivated. When people listen in, they're captivated. I'm thinking of a friend of mine here in Tulsa who is a Church of Christ evangelist. He came into the church last December, right over a year now that he's been Catholic and doing work in the diocese now. But his testimony is that he heard Catholic Answers Live on the radio and was captivated by the depth of theology that we were able to engage questions with and provide answers to questions. And because of that work, which your generous supporters, the generous supporters out there, enabled us to do and can continue to enable us to do by calling 888-291-8000, and we can bring about more conversions like that.
Let me, I know Emily wants to do it, but I'll do it. Text Catholic to 24365. You should know too that as long as people keep calling, they'll keep answering the phones, and we'll count that on the match of this hour. Usually can continue for several minutes after the hour. So dial now. There's five lines open now. Thank you so much for all those folks who have picked up the phone and called today. Really an extraordinary first day of the pledge drive. And I must say, I've been sick for a week, and I am leaving after these 2 hours today just with a tremendous gratitude in my heart. I have not seen a first day go quite as well in a long time, and it's very, very gratifying. 888-291-8000 is the number, 888-291-8000. Emily, are you here for the last pledge drive as an unmarried woman?
I am. Yep. And then, yep. It's crazy.
Wait, wedding day is when? Is it next week?
No, it's in 4 days.
It's in 4 days. Holy wow. smokes. And you came on to do the pledge drive with us. You are a hero.
How could I miss it?
You are, I don't folks, know. I would have missed it.
Folks need to give some money just for that. Look at the dedication of our Catholic Answer staff, man.
Emily, we're all going to, I will ask the listeners, pray a Hail Mary sometime today. Or, and remember her in your rosary this week as you're praying or in your mass or whatever your daily offering is. Congratulations, getting married in 4 days.
Beautiful.
Yes. Thank you so much, Si.
All right. Well, I bet she's not on tomorrow, Carlo. I don't think she'll come on tomorrow. I mean, 3 days before your wedding? That's just crazy. Dr. Carlo Broussard, thanks. I loved the 2 hours with you.
Yeah. Si, thanks for having me, man. It was a blast. And thanks to all our generous supporters out there who've called in for the past 2 hours. And for those of you who haven't, I know you're generous in the heart. Give us a call, 888-291-8000, and help us achieve our goals.
You can also go safe and secure online. Even when we go off the air, it will continue online anytime, day or night, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I know it says on my thing 8,000 away. I know it's less than 8,000 now. I will let you know first thing tomorrow if we make this match, because I have a feeling. It's just that kind of day. And thank you so much for your support. We'll see you tomorrow, God willing, right here. Catholic Answers Live.